A miraculous healing. In late August, while in Oakland, Ellen suffered a severe chill followed by fever. This serious illness lasted several weeks. As she began to recover, she was taken to the health retreat at St. Helena. But she did not improve. As the time for the California camp meeting to be held at Healdsburg drew near, she pleaded to be taken back to her Healdsburg home. She hoped to be strong enough to bear her testimony at the camp meeting and to work for the support of the new school. Resting on a mattress in the back of a carriage driven by her son Willie, and accompanied by Jenny Ings, she started out on the trip to Healdsburg. The day grew very warm. As W.C. White later recounted the experience to members of his family, he told how his mother, in time, failed to answer his questions. At once he knew she had lapsed into unconsciousness. He urged the horses on, hoping to reach Healdsburg with his mother still alive. In her own home she rallied a bit. It was her hope and the hope of her family that in the environment of the camp meeting she might experience a renewal of life and strength. Camp meeting opened in early October in a grove about a half mile, 1 kilometer, from her home. Although very feeble and hardly able to leave her bed, she gave instruction at noon on the first Sabbath. Prepare me a place in the large tent where I can hear the speaker. Possibly the sound of the speaker's voice will prove a blessing to me. I am hoping for something to bring new life. A sofa was arranged for her on the broad speaker stand, and she was carried into the big tent and placed upon it. Those close by observed not only her weakness but also the deathly paleness of her face. Recalling the experience some years later, Ellen said that not only was the large tent full, but it seemed as if nearly all Healdsburg was present. J. H. Wagoner, editor of the Signs of the Times, spoke that Sabbath afternoon on the rise and early work of the message, and its progress and present state, the Signs of the Times, October 26, 1882. When Wagoner had finished his address, Ellen turned to Willie and Mrs. Ings, who were at her side, and said, "Will you help me up, and assist me to stand on my feet while I say a few words?" They aided her to the desk. "For 5 minutes I stood there," she later recalled, "trying to speak, and thinking that it was the last speech I should ever make, my farewell message." With both hands she steadied herself at the pulpit. "All at once I felt a power come upon me, like a shock of electricity. It passed through my body and up to my head. The people said that they plainly saw the blood mounting to my lips, my ears, my cheeks, my forehead. Every eye in the audience seemed fixed on her. Mr. Montrose, a businessman from the town, stood to his feet and exclaimed, 'We are seeing a miracle performed before our eyes. Mrs. White is healed.' WCW account." Her voice strengthened, her sentences came clear and full, and she bore a testimony such as the audience had never before heard. Wagoner filled out the story in his report in the Signs. "Her voice and appearance changed, and she spoke for some time with clearness and energy. She then invited those who wished to make a start in the service of God, and those who were far backslidden, to come forward, and a goodly number answered to the call." The Signs of the Times, October 26, 1882. Uriah Smith, who was present, in his report in the Review and Herald published October 31, mentioned that after the miraculous healing she was able to attend meetings, as usual, and spoke 6 times with her ordinary strength of voice and clearness of thought. Referring to the experience, Ellen said, "It was as if one had been raised from the dead." This sight the people in Healdsburg were to have as a witness for the truth. This event, which seemed to be a turning point in her physical condition, opened the way for a strong ministry. In reporting her 2-month illness, she remarked that she had expected it would gradually pass. Instead, she was healed instantaneously. She was glad to be in the large group that during the camp meeting went to see the new college. First was the visit to the new building, the boarding house under construction, and then the school building. A brief dedication service was held in the audience room, which could not contain all the visitors. After Wagoner offered the dedicatory prayer, Ellen called for singing a verse of Hold the Fort. The whole congregation sang heartily.